Bennett!
Well, he's smoothie. My mum's just saying, can you hear us now? My mum's just saying, isn't he smooth? Isn't he professional? It makes you sick. You wouldn't think he'd never done it before. I found him lying in the gutter yesterday. He said he always listens to the show at the weekend and he wanted a go, so I dragged him in and let him have a go. Wish I'd never bothered now.
Will your mum sponge me down later on as well, please?
Yeah, got a spare sponge, Mother. In case you are wondering what you're listening to, and if you don't know by now, Merseyland Alternative Radio on 266. Mike Stand for the final hour till 7, my last hour coming up. My mum's going to have a go later as well. I think Gordon's just put it off, he's that polished. I'll be back in a minute while we change tapes, hang about.
If one is a connoisseur of music, it's imperative that you listen to the Mike Stand Show on Saturdays or Sundays.
Into the third and final hour of the Mike Stand Show this Sunday afternoon. And a track going out for Radek. Asked me to play any Floyd, so I'll do this one for you. That's for Radek. It's Pink Floyd and the title track from the album. No, it's not the title track. It's from the album Wish You Were Here. It's a thing called Have a Cigar. And the letter that goes with it just says, Dear Mike, all right and bonsoir, la. This is my first letter for about a month, and no doubt my last. My day out at the riverside was great. Attempted Muzzy were a lot better than the last time I saw them, and Afraid of Mice were okay, but the Needle were junk. Walter Mitty were not bad. That says so much for the groups. If it was dead cold in that place, so me mum said, actually, I never noticed. I thought it was all right, but I don't feel the cold is here. Give Herbert a mention, all right, Herbie and his badge. Also, Paul Grady, he buzzed off before I could speak to him. And say, sorry I missed you, Paul. Also, Gus Orifice, Ratfink and John Dwyer did not impress me one bit, but I saw Brian Toohey for the first time in Yonks. All the best in France. And yes, we do have videos in the new coaches, but I'll probably be given an old one. How about some Floyd for the following superstars? Herbert, Gus Orifice, Paul Grady, Ratfink, the Aardvark, Brian Toohey, Attempted Muzzy, Toad, Grub, Maggie and her legs, Carol, Lynn, Bridget, SPK, Sam, Chris, MG Burkett, Reading Economics, our drummer, me on keyboards, North of Watford, Venomous Youth, who I saw on Wednesday, Wagger Adam, mention the girl with the nice yummy legs and her smelly friends on the table nearest to you on the turntables at the beginning of the Riverside last Monday. Does she want to come round and see me sometime? Tar to the guy on the door for letting me keep the number one ticket. Also, say hello to Chris, Joan, Claire, Liz, Kim, who took me to a party in Bevington last night. Tar. Fiona, is it Andy Fixter, Mike Irvin, Tony, I Can Drink 48 Pints Gallagher, and his group Armageddon, who do their debut gig tonight at St. Stephen's in Prenton. Also, Jenny Darlington, Lenny Henry, my tea, the bucket I was sick into on Wednesday, all teenage girls everywhere, anyone who knows me, Helen Booth, and sorry if I forgot you. Also, say a big hello to Sue from Dead or Alive. See you soon. Radek. Okay, Rad, for you, there's some Pink Floyd. And one more track, and then I'm going to play some of this drugs interview thing that we threw together while we were blind drunk last Sunday. It has been edited up, fortunately, for me. I haven't even heard it yet. And a couple of their tracks are into it, so I'll be playing some of that after this. Gary Glitter from 1973, when he was about my age. He should have known better even then. He'll be on at Rotters in Liverpool next Wednesday night. I'm the leader of the gang.
I believe. Frank Hunter, the master furnisher, has been established in Borough Road, Seacombe for over 23 years. Parking is easy, so why not call in and see their vast range of home furnishings set out in six different shops. Their carpet fitter can call and give you a free estimate, and at present the special offer is free fitting on their £2.99 a square yard 5-year guarantee carpets. There's free same-day delivery, and finance terms can be arranged. So ring or call Frank Hunter on 638 2068 in Borough Road, Wallasey.
Oh dear, right, it's time for the drugs tape, I reckon. I've got no idea what it's like, as we were all in a blind drunken stupor when we threw it together last Sunday night, so I'll try some of it as I change the plugs. I'd just like to say a quick hello to the punk who was on the number 28 bus going to West Kirby last Tuesday night at about 6:45. I believe you're sitting with a young lady, leather jacket, black spiky hair, no idea of your name, but my mum was sitting in front of you, you see, on the same bus, going out to West Kirby, and she heard you talking all about the Riverside and things, and the groups and me, so I'd just like to say hello to you if you're listening, whoever you are. I've heard all about you, bragging about talking to the groups and things, and talking to the DJs and me, and the Muzzies, barely anybody else, was there? And John Weaver, of course, yes. Great. Right, okay, I'm going to have a bit of a break and leave you in the capable hands of a tape that's been passed to me. It's a band called The Drugs, whose tracks I've featured over the past few months. They've edited in about two or three tracks onto this tape. It lasts about 20 minutes, and one or two questions are asked which might amuse you, and you can find out a little bit more about them, as I knew nothing until I did this thing. So here we go, me and The Drugs, around about 20 minutes. So I'll see you at about 6:30.
I do. Well, I'd just like to say it's really great to be here on the Mike Stan Show, and I'd like to introduce to everybody here, Mike Stan.
Thank you, and thank you, and in that order.
Do you want a fag?
Hang on a minute while I just flash the fags.
That's the last one.
Well, here we are on the very last, very final show, definitely this time. The last one was a hoax. But this is the last one. We've got a bit of an interview together with The Drugs, who have been playing for the past few months. One or two questions to ask them. They've got all written down in front of me, as you probably realise when I read them out. Got to work up a script. Norman. Is it Norman?
It can be for now.
It can be for now, Norman. Norman, you're the nearest the microphone. So first of about 15 questions you've written down for me to ask you. I've got to do them all in order, yeah?
Well,
because I was going to ask you why the name, but the thing isn't even on the piece of paper here. Why the name for the band, actually? The name The Drugs, where did that come from? Would you like to hit me with it?
Yeah, we would, but we're not really sure. We all thought about it at the same time, and well, I don't know. Where were we?
In the pub.
On the bus.
You're in
no,
the pub?
I was working.
You're on the bus? No.
I was at work.
Oh, you're at work?
Yeah.
Oh, right. So you're at work when you thought of the name?
Yeah, well, it just came to us.
Oh, were you on the bus?
I was at work. I was on the bus.
You were on the bus?
Yeah, I was on the bus.
And you're in the pub. And you're trying to tell me that you all thought of the name at the same time?
Well, it's sort of...
Yeah. Just completely coincidentally.
It just sort of clicked.
Wait, cage of rats. Take all my gold, I don't think it's really fair.
I Ate My Mum and Dad, which I think's really good.
It's the best thing we've ever done.
Thought of the name at the same time? Ten members of the drug.
There's ten members, there's only seven thought of the name. Simultaneously, the other three were slow.
And you all contacted each other through this organisation known as the GPO. And, So the name The Drugs was born.
That's right.
And how long have you been together as the drugs?
Bad
ad.
Yeah?
14. 14 years. 14 or 15. 14
what?
Or 15.
Mm.
About a year and a half.
14
or
15. Yeah.
A year and a half.
Give or take. You've got to
be flexible.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Obviously, you can't sort of...
Thank you. remembrance. No self-respect, satisfaction. For the adrenaline, a violent fashion. It's the latest day.
What instruments do you all play? Well, I think we ran into this a little earlier. We've got, let's see if I can remember. You play bass.
Bass!
He plays lead. He plays rhythm. He plays drums. She plays with Max. And sax. And, Val plays...
With herself.
So have you got any other recording plans in the future?
Oh yeah, we've got, we're doing another number in a couple of weeks.
Another number.
You've done four tracks. You're intending to do
four
seven.
Is
that right? Seven tracks you want to do.
We wrote the new number in the car. On the way here.
Yeah, we've worked some of that out. It's pretty good, actually.
Do you want to hear it, Mike? It's really good. It's a sort of harmonica riff.
Changing, it all goes sort of dead slow, down, 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 and down, and at this point, it's a sort of bass solo, isn't it?
Yeah, boom, 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 boom,
after that bit, there's this really crazy drum solo where everyone starts dancing.
Yeah,
everyone. Mad dance routine.
Yeah, it's a good dance.
It sort of includes people in the audience.
Do you want to see it?
Oh, we have overwhelmed on radio.
Oh, yeah.
Tea colour.
Yeah.
Oh, give us a quick version of your dance routine then.
This is after the drum solo.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of.
During
the harmonica, then the drums. The harmonica and the bass.
Yeah.
Then a bit of trumpet.
Yeah.
Then a drum solo.
Yeah, and then there's a bit of voice. It's vocal bit. It's and that's the backing vocals.
It's
then we'll get out and do this.
The backing vocals.
Dance like that, man.
You move with them, feet well.
Have you got a title for it?
What do we think we're calling it? Well, it was a load of names, really. We were going to call it, well, we haven't done a name.
I'm sort of going home via the shipping.
Yeah, I'm shooting off.
No, shooting off. What are these two doing here? Val and Garston?
We're going home.
You're going home?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I might stay.
You might stay.
The girls will stay.
How do you stay with me?
£10 a night, man.
No, I just leave you.
I've got a fiver there, and I've only got a fiver on me, and a few bloody change.
No, it's not money, man.
I can't have the one
of me. I need someone to help me.
What about the
the guy who presses the button.
What about
the technician?
The technician?
The one who's doing this taping now.
Yeah, the...
Has he got a pilot?
What's
his name?
Clive, get Clive to help me. Clive, yeah, he's joking, nobody's got Clive in there. Yeah, Clive, I don't know, the comedy sketch, Clive, where? Clive, say Clive enough, he's staying. I'm staying, I'll sort it out, I'll get another record on and I'll find another, you want to find another? Yeah, yeah, I'll find, yeah, I've got some change, yeah, yeah, cash, yeah, I'll find, in advance, in advance, well, in advance, yeah, then I'll see you around.
Give 250 to the bird, 250 to me.
Well, okay then, well, if you lot shoot off now then, I'll stick an album track on here. I've got a, well, it's about 15 minutes long, I should see it out. I'll see you around then, when I come back.
Nice one, Mike.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Nice one.
Yes,
thanks for the fiver, Mike.
Nice to talk to you. See you again.
Right, enjoy
right.
The birds, right? Yeah, yeah.
Right then, on your way.
If I was you, I'd take the blame. I'll slip across to France. Get someone to change my name. I don't believe in chance. If I was you, I'd cut my hair. Try a new disguise. I'd try to be more sensible.
Don't believe it.
There you go, that's it. Now you know all about the drugs, don't you? No, you know even less than I do, and I know nothing about them. That's on tape, a thing that was edited drastically, as we did about an hour's worth of stuff last Sunday night, and three tracks thrown into the middle of it somewhere. I Hate Me Mum and Dad, Violent Fashion, and Another Day Less, all from the drugs, and if they're still together, whoever they are, when I return in October, maybe you'll hear some more about them then. It's 25 to 7 exactly, 25 more minutes to go before I leave for the last time. And as mentioned a couple of times earlier, people have been saying that they wish to write to me while I'm away doing this coach driving thing. But what I prefer you to do at the moment is to leave it for a while, because I've got a sort of 12 to 14 day training trip ahead of me from next weekend. And then probably I should return home for 2 or 3 days to get some more money and a couple more t-shirts and things and a pair of swimming trunks. And then disappear off until October. So I'll have to check with the head office first. There'll probably be an address in Paris if anybody would like to bother writing at a later stage. So please don't write anything at all to the head office, as they might not be too happy about it. And what I'll do when I come back for a couple of days in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, then I can let you know exactly what's happening, where I'll be, why I'll be there, and if you want to come on holiday in the summer, then maybe you can get my coach and I'll throw you around all over the place, give you a really rough ride. As he says. Right, yesterday I played three tracks from the new Fall 10-inch. Well, it's classed as an LP. There's six tracks on it, three on each side. I played the three tracks on side one, and I'm going to play the second track on side two. It's the title track called Slates. It's also called Slags, etc. So I'll play that, and then get me mum to say a few words for about 10 minutes. And then it'll be me final goodbyes again, if the aerial doesn't come crashing down tonight.
There's a definitive rant. Slates drive me back, therefore I fade. Hey, Slates, give us a break, son. Yeah.
It's G.A. Whitefield for your pine furniture. You can get solid pine Welsh dressers. 3 foot for £75, 4 foot six will cost you £95. Pine beds from £35. Pine three-piece suites from £150. And finally, pine kitchens made to order. Anything in pine you can get at G.A. Whitefield Pine Furniture, 69 King Street, Wallasey, Merseyside. 051 638 0614. G.A. Whitefield for your pine furniture.
Right, that was Slates, Slags, etc. by the Fall. This is Mike Stan's mum, and I'm really frightened. And I can't think of anything to say. Except that I received, I think it was 7 lessons yesterday for next week's show, which I'll be reading out. All I can remember is, who are they off? Oh, Cola Sanya Productions, I can remember them. And they promised to send me some Cola Sanya next week, so I'm looking forward to that.
Don't say that, they will! never tell them to send anything, they will.
Oh, no, they can send it. right, I can't think of anything else to say for the moment, so I'm going to play Psychedelic Furs, and it's my favourite track, which is Fall. Sorry about that. Right, I'll just fix these headphones. Falling off his head.
Panic! Keep talking, Mother, right. I'll cue another record up for you.
Right. Right, this is Anne Stand, and if you want to write to me, by the way, the address is 72 Mill Hay Heights, is it?
Yeah.
Mill Hay Heights. I'm going to be on 6 till 8 Saturday and 6 till 8 Sunday. The times change. Just looking over, looking after the show while Mike's away, and he'll be back in October. So you'll have to put up with me for very long. Are we going to put on?
Keep talking,
Right, oh yeah, I promised to mention two girls at the Riverside, and I've forgotten loads of other people's names, but everybody at the Riverside, I'll play something for in a minute. But especially Margie and Karen, yes, I've got two for you. Margie and Karen at the Riverside, this is for you, promised to play you anything, they said.
You're shaking.
Yeah, I'm shaking. I've got Gordon Bennett's coat on as well. It's weighing me down.
I'll have that later on, please.
Right, what's this? It's something on Factory Records, I don't know what it is.
Joy Division.
Oh, right, Joy Division, great. Yeah, good, right. This is for Margie and Karen, right.
All right, Mother. You all right now? You're still... She's fainted. Gordon! Can you go and revive me Mother there for us?
I've got a mouthful of scone and glands beans.
Oh, sorry.
She could wait till I finish eating.
Can you give her the kiss of life? She won't mind a few scone crumbs, I don't mean.
I'm looking for the sponge she was using on you, actually.
Oh, it's around... Oh, she's all right. She's giggling there. I think she's reviving.
Yeah, I found the sponge, that's right.
Oh, that's me mum anyway, introducing those last couple of pieces of music. The Fall, followed by Fall by the Furs, and that's Joy Division now, and a track called Novelty. 9 minutes to 7, the final 9 minutes of the MS thing. Oh, I'm definitely going this time. My heart is breaking. I don't know what I'm going to say. I've got a load of letters which I can't read out, but I'd just like to say a thanks to the people who have written in this week. Freddie and the Queen, he's there. Who else have we got on this letter? Because I'm just not going to have time to read the letters out, obviously. Love and best wishes for France from Antibiotic. What else have we... I'll have to sort of dig all these envelopes out, these letters out of the envelopes. I did say, finally, who's this? Oh, this is Philippa, who wants Wine, Women and Song to be played for myself on Sunday about 6:30. So I haven't got it anyway, but thanks for the sentiment, Philippa. And who's this one from? A great load of stuff in this one. As well as all pictures of cigarettes and beer and things, of that cut out of magazines. Who's it from? Captain Kremlin, the masked Maringapoid. And friends. And I think there's one final one here. Who is Ian S. Oh, I played some of his tape yesterday. Thanks for the tape, Ian. And also Mad Beefy Floyd, with a couple of sobs on it. Say a few hellos to all the people who I know, etc. And thanks for you lot for writing in. And also to all the people I mentioned last Sunday. I forgot to mention Phil of Hoylake, of course, on the final goodbye. This is it, I'm going. So what I'd just like to say, I suppose, is that for the last 18 months, everything I've been doing, I've enjoyed it. It seems that the majority of you lot have enjoyed it as well, judging by the mail. Thanks for everything you've done for me, all the encouragement and silly letters and stupidity and stuff you've sent me in through the post. It's all been appreciated, and I've still got most of it at home. Don't know what I'm going to do with it. I've stuck it all in cardboard boxes at the moment. I'm going to play two final tracks, I reckon, if I can get them in before I go. And this one just about sums it all up as to what I've been doing for the last 18 months. Except for John Dwyer, who wants to bring back Format Radio, which went out about 15 years ago. But nevertheless, he's got the say, I suppose, now. Sid is going to say it all for me.
Oh, no.
Vicious and his version of My Way just about sums up what I've been trying to do for the last 18 months, I suppose. Hope you've enjoyed it. I've certainly enjoyed doing it for you, and I hope to be back again soon. One final track from me before I have to leave. The last goodbye.
Now is the time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now is the time to yield a sigh.
Yield it, yield it.
Now is the time to wind away.
You know, there comes a time in everybody's life when they must say goodbye. That time is now and always. Tears in either eye, we say goodbye as people have said throughout the years. We leave this mortal coil on which we stand and spread our weary way, as Shakespeare put it. God bless him. What a wonderful old chap Shakespeare was, old but sexy. Oh, say goodbye, goodbye. Oh, 1 minute to go. So I'll probably be back maybe to say a quick hello to somebody in around about a week or two. I hope to be back anyway for a day or two before I finally go for the full season. So from me, I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of my mum over the summer season. And many thanks to Gordon Bennett for coming in this afternoon. Would you like to say a final goodbye? Goodbye.
I'm leaving. Oh, sorry, Gordon.
Well, I would have liked to say goodbye, but I'm afraid I'm a little bit choked, Mike.
You're choked. How do you think I feel?
Well, you owe me 5 quid and you're going to France.
I'll send you 5 quid. What's that in marks? It's about 48 marks. No, that's German. Franks. You think Frank will mind? Mother, it's all yours. So to everybody who's written in over the past however long, I'd just like to say thanks, and I hope we can do it again sometime. I've really appreciated it. I'll see you all soon. From me, I'm gonna crack up here. Ta-ra, I'm off. I'll see you soon. Thanks a lot. I'm going before I break down completely. Chris Francis is coming along, eh? Great. Yeah, Christine, it's all yours.